Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The chaos in the streets of America is being caused by Satan. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to take a moment and discuss with you your recent article on the situation of actually what's happening in the streets of America. Your bottom line was that it's being directed or orchestrated by Satan. You use the exact term Satan. That means you must really believe there is an evil leader that is causing this activity to unfold.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that the metaphysical, the spiritual element is lighting up the skies as America battles internally. Yeah, there are a lot of divisions, and there's a lot of finger-pointing from a lot of sectors saying one or the other's really at fault. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, Satan, if you read your Bible carefully, is not only the father of lies, but he has an army of demons. And they are able to manipulate human beings, as it says in Ephesians. The Apostle Paul makes it clear that we are dealing with rulers of darkness, of wickedness in spiritual high places. And, of course, Satan has various methods that I point out in this article. And we really need to be aware of those methods because they impact both the unsaved and the saved. And when I'm talking about the general nature of some of the tools that he has, he can influence opinions, emotions, attitudes, and behavior. And then he also has thousands and thousands of years of experience at manipulating our thinking. He knows how we think. And so what does he do? He tries to influence that thinking process. And he has all sorts of very interesting psychological tools that he's used through the years. You know, John 17, Jesus even said that he doesn't want us divided, but yet Satan is the father, the author of division. So we do see the divisions in America, I would say, are between those that are really seeking God's will and those that are seeking Satan's will. It's a spiritual battle. I don't think there's anything new here. It's just a matter that we need to put this into context and understand, as it says in Ephesians 6:11, stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Well, the schemes is the Greek word for methodia, which is the methods. So he has methods. And just like any combatant, any enemy, we need to understand those methods so we can counter them.
Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon with the details behind the chaos in the streets of America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Remember who the fight is against. It's against the devil. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. Therefore, we must put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6:10, to be able to stand in the last days against Satan, well-dressed and praying always. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...